1 John 1, verses 1 through 4, these are God's words. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So we see that Jesus is truly man. John wants to be as plain and insistent as possible that Jesus didn't just appear to be a man. He was not a ghost. They heard him. They saw him. They touched him. God the Son really did become a true man. He took to himself a true body and a reasonable soul. As we heard last week, as we were thinking last week in the Catechism, then he was made of the substance of Mary by the Holy Spirit, as we are thinking about in this week's question and answer from the Shorter Catechism. And so the true God, that which was from the beginning, and that which is the word of life, and that eternal life which was with the Father, the true God, has become also true man. And so that's the first thing that he announces. Why is it so important that he insist that the true God has been true man? It is because in him is true life for us. In John's Gospel, towards the beginning of the Gospel, which shares many of the themes in the opening verses of that Gospel and the opening verses of this letter, he makes the point that in him was life. It's not true of anyone but God. Life is only inherent to God. Everything else that has life is dependent upon God, does not have life in and of itself. But Jesus is the eternal life, the word of life. So you have the Father of life, the word of life, or the Son of life, and the Spirit of life. God has life in himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this true life became true man in order to be manifested to us, to be revealed to us, and especially was manifested to the apostles, who not only saw him by faith, but also were eyewitnesses of his genuine humanity. The word became flesh, and those who saw him in both ways beheld true man, true flesh, but also true God. They beheld his glory. And so, Jesus is true man and true God and true life for us, and then also true fellowship. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we might even say, by the Spirit whom he has given. But it is especially the fellowship of the Father and the Son that the Spirit ministers to us in our fellowship with him. So at the end of 2 Corinthians, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. And when Jesus is promising that the Spirit would come and be not just with us, but in us, he promises that those to whom the Spirit does this, the Father and the Son will come and make their home with us and dwell with us by the ministry of the Spirit. And so you say, where is the Spirit in verse 3? Well, the Spirit is the one who is giving this true fellowship with the Father and true fellowship with the Son. Do you think that that comes in any other way than by the active, almighty working of God. And it absolutely does, the third person of the Godhead in particular, the Spirit ministering to us the fellowship of the Father and the Son. Now, what he's saying here is if you don't have fellowship with the apostles, if your faith in Jesus Christ is not given to you by the Holy Spirit, especially by use of the apostolic testimony and the scriptures, which the Spirit is carrying John along to write as he writes this letter, and especially if the Spirit has not blessed to you that which the apostles saw and heard and handled, that is, that the true God has become true man. If you belonged, for instance, to one of the many cults that either held that Jesus was not true God, that he was some kind of creature that came into existence when he appeared as a man, or that he was true God but somehow wasn't true man, that he only appeared to be human, or that he was a human that ended up getting divinely adopted so that he isn't true God who became true man, added a true humanity, true nature, true human nature to himself. There were cults already at the time that believed other things about Jesus. And there would be more of them in the first few centuries. And there are more of them in every century. But the apostle is saying, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. He's not saying just so that you'll be on our side or you'll be in our church, but because the apostles and their apostolic witness and the scriptures that the Holy Spirit gave by means of the apostles and the doctrine that the Holy Spirit gave in those scriptures, those are the means by which the triune God gives men fellowship with himself and Jesus Christ. Those are the means by which the triune God gives men life from himself in Jesus Christ. And so it's vitally important for you that you actually have fellowship with the apostles, that you have a shared doctrine of God, the triune God, that you have a shared doctrine of Christ, fully God and fully man, that you have these in sharing, in common, in fellowship with the apostles, because these are the means by which God gives you fellowship with himself. Faith in Jesus Christ by the life of the Holy Spirit. And if you have this true fellowship in the true God who became true man to give you true life, then you will have true joy. There are many other things that give momentary pleasure or light pleasure. But what God gives when he gives himself to someone is infinite and eternal pleasure. Or to use the language of verse 4, full joy. These things we write to you, that your joy may be full. That your joy may not be in any temporary, light, creaturely thing. But that above all of the other pleasures, above all of the other happiness that you have God himself as your joy. If you have an infinite joy capacity and an increasing joy capacity, the only thing that can cause your joy meter, as it were, to go all the way up to full is the living God, his fellowship with himself. And so John says, these things we write to you so that you may have the God who became man to give you his life and fellowship with himself, that you may have him as your joy and your joy may be full. And so his joy is full and our joy is full. This is one of those few places where the so-called received text diverges from the majority text. The scripture handed down through the ages in the church says that our joy may be full, ours and the apostles together. May the Lord give you to have this doctrine and not depart from it. Because if you don't have this doctrine, then you don't have the true God and you don't have the true Christ. You just have ideas. And our ideas are no better than the work of our hands. We have to carry them. They cannot carry us. And so the Lord give you to keep having this doctrine about the true Jesus, that your joy may be full as well. Amen. Let's pray. We thank you, our Father, for giving your Son. And we thank you, Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, for giving your Spirit. that we may have life through faith in Christ. We praise you, Lord Jesus, who are God from all eternity and added humanity to yourself, that the life which was in you might become our light. We pray that you would give us that fellowship with your true church that is throughout the ages, that believes these truths about you. But we pray most of all that we would have fellowship with you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we would have life in Christ and joy to the full, because you, O God, are our joy. Grant that it would be so. We pray that you would not allow us to be slaves to lesser pleasures, but that every true and proper delight we would enjoy as a subsidiary of our enjoying you. So we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.